Well, hello there, adventurer. What brings a cutie like you to my little tavern on this very ominous night? A dragon, my. That explains those nasty burn marks on your armor. I do love a man who can handle a little heat. But can you handle something hotter? My spiced meat, of course. What were you thinking I was going to say? Even as strong and virile as you look, I don't know if I believe you slayed the dragon of the mountain all on your own. Oh, you have a party. Well, where are they to celebrate with? Oh, poor babies. But I can see you are someone who doesn't have any quit in them. Even after slaying a dragon, you are still looking for a thrill. Oh, unfortunately, my little bar doesn't have much in terms of company. Oh, my intrepid adventurer. It's so bold of you to hit on the tavern wench. You are going to have to buy a few more drinks before I will allow that kind of talk. Oh, my foolish little troublemaker. You tell the most unbelievable stories. Like you are desperate to hear me laugh. You funny boys are such trouble. You make us laugh, and then boom. I think you know what I mean. So tell me, my cute adventurer. Have you heard of the town's labyrinth? No, I'm surprised. Other than the dragon you slayed, it's what our town is known for. Some say it was left by the Lustovians, an ancient empire whose carnal desires consumed them, and they were lost in the eternal realm of lust, writhing in pleasure and pain. Many a historian has studied its carvings, and many other foolish treasure seekers have attempted to explore its depths. None but only one ever escaped to tell of what they saw. Well, he really didn't speak that coherently. Something in him seems to have been broken. He spoke of monsters and women whose beauty would bring a man to his knees. Apparently, they all tried to claim him as their own, but his stories don't really make sense. He spoke of a woman of myth and legends, and somehow his childhood crush. It was very bizarre. He didn't describe those monsters as if they wanted to eat him, but wanted him for carnal desires. It was a very strange thing. He died mysteriously a few days later. The last thing anyone heard were his screams and moans of pleasure. Oh, you know it's getting late, dear adventurer. Isn't it about time you were rejoining your party? Oh, because I need to close up. Naughty, naughty. Well, I just so happen to have a free room for a cute, funny adventurer who tips well. Oh, such a good boy. I'll just close up and show you to your room. Follow me, little troublemaker. You know, if you keep staring at my ass like that, you might be in more trouble than even your wit can handle. Hush, you. Follow me. Here you are. A nice, cozy room with a big, fluffy bed. Is there anything else I can get you? Oh, you want me to help you take off all your gear? My dear adventurer, how scandalous. Say, please. Oh, good boy. Let me help you. Ah, so many buckles and straps. My. You really came fully prepared for anything. A dagger here. Lockpicks there. A glass cutter. A poison vial. A vial of stallion's pride potion. Oh, a book on seducing barmaids. And is this a sock puppet? Why ever did you bring all those with you? All those tools might make a sweet, innocent barmaid nervous. That's a good thing I'm no innocent barmaid. Oh, now I see I've unwrapped a real treat. This scar doesn't look fresh. Oh, a griffin, you are full of surprises. And it goes all the way down. Well, I see it clearly avoided a very important and clearly a hard part of you. My dirty adventure. Are you thinking in pure thoughts? Did you think I let you have this room for impure reasons? Because you are right. So eager. So desperate. But, sweet boy, I am in charge here. Now be good and enjoy yourself as I have my way with you. Adventuring must not give you much time to relieve yourself. You're throbbing so desperately for me already. Don't hold back those sweet moans for me. What's that? It's getting hard to think. You're feeling fuzzy. Oh. I mean, that is what happens when you're letting a succubus have her way with you. Did you really think I was some innocent barmaid, huh? Oh, you are so cute. I'm a succubus, my sweet boy. That's why so few locals visit my bar. They can't prove it, but I do have a bit of a reputation in town. And luckily for me, plenty of cute adventures come through to get my hands on. Ah. Oh, don't look so nervous. As long as you don't come, you'll just have a wild night with me. I'll make you a deal. If you can make me come before you do, I'll let you keep your soul. Sound fair? I mean, it's the only real chance you will have. You're already under my spell. Here, I'll just climb up and ride your face and give you a fighting chance. Let's use that tongue. Such a good boy. Now it's not like you can help yourself. Oh, my touch has such a euphoric effect on you mortals. You can't really help yourself. Oh, look at this cock. Did I forget to tell you that my pussy nearly doubles my euphoric effect? Your cock is just throbbing and leaking. Here, let me help you with that. Don't stop. Oh, like that. lick. Mmm, your cock. I like it in my hand. Your brain is on fire, isn't it? So desperate for me. But remember, don't come. No matter how fast or slow I choke the cigar. Oh, don't come, sweet boy. Oh, don't think about exploding all over my hand. Oh, oh, what it would be like to come inside me. Tell me, sweet boy, do you want me to ride you? I can tell from how you are licking how desperate you are. Go on, sweet boy, beg for it. Oh, what was that? You were muffled. Good boy. Then I'll just move myself to your cock and grind on it. Fuck. I can't tell you how much I love desperate leaking cocks. Oh, you're ready. Are you sure? Well, too bad. I need this. Ugh. Oh, God, you feel so good. And you're leaking so much. I'm gonna fuck your brains out. Do you think you'll be able to last for me? Do you think you'll be able to keep your soul? It's easy. Just don't come. God, you feel so good. I don't know how long I can even last. Just don't come. Let me come first. Focus on my pleasure. Ah, that's right. Focus. Focus on how my pussy is gripping your cock with each thrust. In and out. You can look if you want. See where our bodies are joined. Just don't think about coming. No, 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 my sweet boy. Don't come. Don't come. God, I'm so close. Don't come. Oh, no. Don't come. Don't. Oh, no. You came and I was on the edge. Oh, no. I guess you lost, my sweet boy. It's okay just to breathe. You know you lost, but you were so close. So I'll give you another chance. Double or nothing. Remember the labyrinth I talked about? Well, I'll give you your soul back if you can make it all the way through. Sound good? Oh, it's okay, sweet boy. You slayed a dragon. A labyrinth won't be that hard, will it? I'll keep your soul nice and safe until you get back. Get some rest. You're gonna need it.